Charisma Magazine has been covering the charismatic and Pentecostal movement for more than 40 years. I know, because I've been a subscriber to the magazine and have enjoyed a rich friendship with the founder, Steve Strang. Now, let me tell you something. I got some exciting news here. You can now not only read Charisma in print or online, but you can also listen to this great magazine. I'm Larry Tomczak, and I downloaded the Charisma Media audio app to listen in the spirit. Download the Charisma Media audio app today and sign up for your free 10-day trial at, listen to this, charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose.
This is a story about three state governors who have halted abortions during the coronavirus pandemic. Dr. James Dobson applauds their boldness and says other states should follow suit. Stay with us because we'll be right back with more information.
The New Believer's Bible has equipped over 10 million new Christians as they started their journey with Jesus. Now, a new edition of the New Believer's Bible includes revised and expanded notes and features to help new Christians read, study, and understand the Bible, so they can deepen their faith and build a foundation for their new life in Christ. The New Believer's Bible is now even better. Discover more at newbelieversbible.com.
Three U.S. governors have vowed to halt abortions during the COVID-19 pandemic. Ohio was the first to stop abortions. On Saturday, March 21st, Ohio Attorney General David Yost sent a letter to clinics ordering them to stop abortions in order to inhibit the spread of COVID-19, reports NBC. Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott issued an executive order the next day to halt elective procedures so as to expand hospital bed capacity, says CBS News. That includes any abortions that are not deemed medically necessary. Republican Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves followed suit, saying he would take action against abortion clinics if they continued offering abortions during the virus outbreak. The Hill reports him saying that abortions should count as elective procedures, which in many states are at a standstill. Dr. James Dobson praised the governors of Texas and Ohio for their bold actions, and he said other governors across the nation should follow their example. He said this, "Our nation and world are in the midst of a pandemic that is claiming thousands of lives, and the U.S. is taking drastic measures to protect people during this unprecedented time. So why are abortionists seeking to operate business as usual? Abortion is neither healthcare nor essential. It is the ultimate selfish act, the taking of lives in the name of choice. Abortion is not life-protecting. It ends the life of an unborn child and irreversibly changes the lives of so many others." End quote. Dr. Dobson continued on to tell his followers that they should call their governors and demand that they halt abortions during this time. He directed them to go visit usa.gov/state-governor to contact their state official today. Go to charismanews.com to get the full story, and keep tuning in to the Charisma News Podcast for more updates.
Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.